Erev Tov, Rabotam, at the very top of Gimel Amud Aleph. Welcome back to the Amram family, Daf Yomi Shir. We are on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph. Yesterday, we were in the middle of, right, the star of the show today is Rabbi Shimon. He's really the star of the show every day. But we have a stira in Rabbi Shimon, and then we started bringing Amoraim to answer the stira. One baraita, stay with me, one baraita said Rabbi Shimon, if you bring one mincha l'shem another, machavat, marcheshem, marcheshem, machavat, whatever it is, and even for chet, whatever, he says what? Kasher and credit. As opposed to if you do the same thing by zvachim. Why did he say that? He says because by menachot, ma'asav mochichim, right? You can tell, it's obvious that what you're saying is shtuyot. Whereas by zevach, it's not so mochiach because what? Same shchita, same ze. And then there's another baraita where Bishimon says exactly like our Mishnah that marcheshet for machavat, nedava for a different kind of nedava is kasher velo alu. And if it was one of the chataim ones, then pasul. So in one place, Rabbi Shimon says like our Mishnah. In another place, he says completely kasher. What's going on? Yesterday, we started the first answer of the Moraim Rabbah. What was Rabbah's answer? Talk to me. Shinui, no, shinui ma'aseh and shinui ba'alim. Which means, when it's a shinui ma'aseh, machavat for macheshet, whatever, that's obvious. And therefore, it's fine. Whereas shinui ba'alim, when you say for Reuven, for Shimon, is it obvious in the Korban who it's for? No, and therefore it's not alula ba'alim l'shem chovah.
In fact, the Mishnah spoke about that.
Oh, so now that is one answer, and then using this logic, if Rabbi Shimon, now what do we do with that? If according to Rabbi Shimon, anytime it's ma'asav mochiach, if it's blatantly, you know, it's everybody understands that what you're saying is not true, then it should even be alula l'shem chovah. We started bringing other things yesterday. Olata off the upstairs, downstairs, all the other things. And why does Rabbi Shimon say in those cases it's pasul? That's what we're asking. We have almost a whole amud of asking these kind of questions on Rabbi Shimon, which means, according to Rabbi Shimon, what right now, what is the main point? According to Rabbah in Rabbi Shimon, ma'asav mochichim makes it kosher. If that's the case, now we have a bunch of questions. Yeah? He's back. Yeah. No, I was back yesterday. Yeah. Now, says the Gemara on the top. Chatata of, sheiza dama lemata, l'shem olata of, tiratze. Uh-oh. Chatata of is supposed to be where? Downstairs. Chatata of is supposed to be downstairs. What did you do? Watch. No, you did it downstairs. You took a bird of chatata of, and then you sprinkled it downstairs, l'shem.
We don't know
you. No, hold on.
No, we don't know
chatata of, that you sprinkled it downstairs, l'shem olata of, it should be tiratze, because what should we say? What are we saying? It should be kasher. And anytime we say tiratze, it should even get, you should get credit. The ma'aseh mochichin aliyah, the chatat ofi. Why? That it's chatat. Because what? Even though I'm saying ola, is ola. First of all, where are you standing? Downstairs. And second of all, what are you doing? You're sprinkling. So ma'asav mochichim, that what? So according to Rabbi Shimon, it should be kasher v'tiratze. Why is the halacha that it's pasul? He says, "Di olat ofi lemala v'avidla u'mitzuva v'avidla." If it was actually olat of, you'd be doing it upstairs, and you'd be just squeezing, not sprinkling. To which the Gemara says, "Hachinami." You're right. According to Rabbi Shimon, be'emet ma'alacha, it would be kasher. It would be kasher and yiratze. Because we didn't know that. Because until now, we were operating under the assumption that it's pasul.
No, the Rabbi Shimon says no. We're asking him, how come you say no?
Because the Rabbanan, that's what we've named on. That's what we've understood all along. Now, based on Rabbi Shimon's logic, according to Rabbah, we're saying, yeah, be'emet kacha. Ela, lefi she'ena menachot domot lezvachim, kamar lezvachim velo lo'ofot. If that's the case, why did the Baraita say that menachot are not like zvachim? Because zvachim is all one shechita. I just found you a case by birds that it's going to be kasher like menachot also. What's the Gemara's answer? I said zvachim, not birds. Birds are not zvachim. By animals, you don't have such a thing. But is there a case by any bird, shlaima, that it'll be kasher when you mix it up according to Rabbi Shimon? Yes, this one. By chatata of lemata l'shem ola. Says Rashi.
Helps.
Correct. To make it kasher, viali. Says Rashi. Yeah, we're in Rabbi Shimon's world. This whole sugya is Rabbi Shimon. Now, that's what happens when you move away from me. No. Doesn't work that way. That's not. How long do you have to? Tagidlo. I'm going to tell him. Now he says, "Velo la'ofot, devaday la'ofot domin." Huh? I will. I'm going to make a. מחו. דוודאי לעופות דומין, דעופות עלו לשם חובה, כגון חטאת עוף שהיא זדמה למטה לשם עולת העוף. אוקיי. Says... Tesvis, second. Chatat ha'ov she'i zadama, lefi she'i tchila akshot mimitzui ve'aza'a. Yesterday we started asking from sprinkling and squeezing, makshe kmochin ata, aval kmochin haya yichol akshot mimilikat chatat she'malaka lemata l'shem olay. We can ask the same question from milika, the milikat olat ha'ov lema'ala kedamrim bizvachim perikot she'kadashim yidur upstairs. Ma akhtara b'roshu shun mizbeach af milika? Okay. Next question. We're still in Rabbi Shimon land according to which amura are we operating out of right now? Rabbah. Says the Gemara, Kodshe Kadashim, Sheshachatan Batzafon, Leshem Kadashim Kalim, Lirtzu, Ma'asen Mokhechim Alem, De Kodshe Kadashim Ninu, De Kadashim Kalim, De Kadashim Kalim, But Roma Va'avid Lahu, He says, Ah, if I slaughtered Kodshe Kadashim in the north, Leshem Kadashim Kalim, it should be Kasher V'yiratze, according to Rabbi Shimon. No, as Kadashim, as Kodshe Kadashim. Why? Because from the fact that you're standing, if it was Kadashim Kalim, you'd be in the south. Shlomo, what's the obvious answer? Says the Gemara, Emur de'amar rachmana af badarom, badarom ve'lo b'tzafon mi'amar. Yeah, it says Kadashim Kalim may be slaughtered in the south. If I want to slaughter Kadashim Kalim in the north, is it okay? Sure. Ditnan shechitatan bechol makom ba'azara. Tov, so that's not a question. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, kasher o pasul? Well, it would be kasher ve'lo alu lebe'alim shem chova. That's what we mean by pasul. Not for, is it kasher for that korban? No. Next.
But it would still be...
You know, it would be Kadashim Kalim. Right. Now, says the Gemara, Kadashim Kalim sheshachatan badarom leshem kodshe Kadashim lirtzu. Oh! I'm slaughtering Kadashim Kalim in the south for leshem kodshe Kadashim. Should be good according to Rabbi Shimon. Because what, Shloima? Why is Ma'aseh Mokhichim? Yeah. And what are you going to tell me? Oh, what about the north? He says, "Ma'aseh mochichim aleim, de kadashim kalim ninu, de kodshe kadashim." If this was actually kodshe kadashim, it would not allowed to be here. It have to be in the north. De kodshe kadashim, but tzafon ve'ad lehu. Says the Gemara, "Amrei kodshe kadashim ninu u'me'avar hu de'avar v'shachat lo bedarom." You know, people would say, people passerby, they would say, "No, it's really kodshe kadashim, but he's just transgressing the halacha and slaughtering it in the south," which means it's not so mochiyah, huh? Hold on, says the Gemara. Yahachi. So what do we say by Machavat and Marcheshet? Why? Because so you can ask the same question. Yeah, say the same question. Why don't we just say that it's really the other one and the guy's just the Kohen's transgressing the halacha and being komet for the other type? Yahachi, Machavat Leshem Marcheshet. If I bring a Minchat Machavat Leshem Marcheshet, which means it's being brought in a shallow pen, he says, Nami, hai de kakamitzla le marcheshit, amar, hai be marcheshit nadar. Really, what are we going to say? People are going to say that really the guy was nodir for marcheshit. Vademaiti la be machavat, de marcheshit, yu ma'avar, de avar veati be machavat. You're going to say, oh, the Kohen is just transgressed. Really, the owner was nodir marcheshit. And what about the Kohen? That's why he's doing the kmitzla le shem marcheshit. Why is he bringing it in a machavat? Transgressing the halacha? So why is it so ma'asa mochichin according to the Bishimon? Kohen. Because the Kohen's bringing the mincha. Says the Gemara, Hatam, kinami b'marcheshet nadar, even if the guy be'emet, even if a passerby thinks that way, that the owner actually made a neder of marcheshet, kimay tila b'machavat avya. When the Kohen bakes it in a machavat, it takes the form of minchat machavat. It now becomes a kosher minchat machavat. Keditnan. Haomer hara alai b'machavat ve'evi b'marcheshet. B'marcheshet ve'evi b'machavat. Ma she'evi havi v'yede nidro lo yatsa. Which means what? And therefore, you can't say that the Kohen is transgressing because at the end of the day, halacha dictates that even if the guy was nodir in a different keli, if the Kohen bakes in this keli, it's not a transgression of halacha. What is it? It's that. It is what it is. Bidyuk. That's all of life is like that. No, Erwin, it is what it is.
As opposed to the Korban
situation? As opposed to the Korban, once you said this animal and you designated for Ola, you're toast. It's not, you can't do anything else to switch it out. But by Machavat, if you said, I'm bringing it Machavat, and then the Kohen puts it in Marcheshe, Tach! And therefore, you can't get, why is it Shloima? So now, according to this, we're back to Ma'aseh Mochichim. Why is it Ma'aseh Mochichim? We're not just going to say it's the other one, just a transgression. Because what is it? It's this.
What about the Chatat Ha'ov case? Why don't
Hold on. V'dinma amar zol havi b'machavat v'vi b'marcheshet. Maybe the case is the guy was holding flour and he says, this flour, not just tare alai b'machavat, he says, this flour in a machavat. And the halacha is over there that if you said this flour in a machavat and you brought a marcheshet, it's pasul. And therefore what? Maybe that's the case that he said. And we're back to not ma'aseh mochichin, because passerbys are going to think that it's actually meant to be in a marcheshet and he's transgressing and putting it into machavat. That would actually be a transgression, because once you designate the flour for a certain keli, what's the halacha? Then it becomes like a korban.
Because the passerbys are hearing that?
No, they assume that that's what happened, let's say. The passerbys will assume that the mincha is what it's being placed in. Now, but they're hearing the Kohen say, when it's in a marcheshet, I'm bringing it l'shem machavat. Or when it's in a machavat, I'm bringing l'shem marcheshet. Like, what's going on? Now, says Keditnan, zo lehavi b'machavat vevi b'marcheshet. B'marcheshet vevi b'machavat, hare zo psula. It is pasul. Yeah, so what do we see from here? We're back to square one, that if that's the case, it would be pasul. And therefore, maybe over here, it's not ma'aseh mochichin, it's just what? A transgression of halacha, like we say by the Kodshei Kadashim. Nachon? And he says, to which the Gemara says, l'rabbanan achinami. You'd be right. This is Zoh business, would be a question according to the Rabbanan, and that's why it would be pasul, because people are going to say, it's not ma'aseh mochichin. L'Rabbi Shimon says, kevan de'amar Rabbi Shimon, af yede nidro yatza, alma kvi'ota demana v'la klumhu. V'lashna amar zo, v'lashna amar alai. But according to Rabbi Shimon, you got it all wrong. According to Rabbi Shimon, he says, what makes a mincha?
Whatever it's bringing in.
Whatever you're putting into now. Therefore, according to him, what are your words worth? What is your designation worth, according to Rabbi Shimon? Right. Nothing. And therefore, we're back to square one. That is, since it actually takes the form la'alacha of what it's in right now, what the person is saying, people are going to say, oh, it's ma'aseh mochichin, that's the other way, and therefore they're not going to say, it's just a transgression of halacha. They're going to say, ma'aseh mochichin, that he's saying shtuyot.
Regarding the...
Huh?
How does it solve zo?
Because according to Rabbi Shimon, even if he says zo, doesn't matter. It's still kashir.
The Ba'alim said zo.
Correct. And nevertheless, it's only nikba al yedei the Kohen putting into a keli. And yotzei the chovah, according to Rabbi Shimon.
Objective reality versus objective perception.
It's nice words. Yeah. Yeah.
Regarding the Tana Narishna,
yeah.
He's saying it's still kasher, but not under the Shem Be'alim. Why would it be kasher even?
No, all the menachot are. That's because he's going to learn out of psukim. We learned out of psukim that it should be kasher. Zot Torat Mincha. However, in terms of being Olei Shem Be'alim, that's a different story. You didn't fulfill your nedim. Okay. So far, so good. Yeah, so we answered that question on Rabbah Rabbi Shimon. Says Rashi, yeah. Towards the top. אף בדרום, דלה קבלו צפון, כדקבע לחטאת והשם ועולה, דכתיב בעולה, על ירח מזמר צפון, וכתיב בחטאת, במקום אשר תשחט העולה, תשחט החטאת, וכן באשם, it's the same thing. ועד כמה צקמיס צלעו במרחשת, כלומר לשם מרחשת. פור המרחשת, מחוות האביה, ומדי ידד מחזב. People who are over here, what will they say? He's just lying, he's saying שטויות. הכי גרסינן, ודין מה זו אמר, maybe he said זו, כלומר, רקעתי למנקרה, it's still not noticeable, דסברי, קושטקה אמר, maybe he's actually telling the truth, שלוימה, yeah, maybe, what do you mean he's telling the truth? He's not doing it. What's the answer? He's telling the truth, but what? He's transgressing the הלכה, דלשום מרחשת נדר, ומעבר עבר ועתיה במחוות, and yet he's transgressing the הלכה and putting it into מחוות. ודכאמר, כיוון דעתיה במחוות, מחוות אהבה, what are you going to say, oh, once you put it in, it's inside. איקה למימר, לא, maybe it's not, דין מהמנחה זו, אבי במרחשת אמר, he actually designated the flower, דתו למצא לשנויה למחוות. To which המנה says, לרבנן דאמרי הרי זו פסולה, according to the רבנן דברייתא דצי פסול, הכנמי דאיקה למימר ומנפרח אחי. You can ask this about זו, according to the רבנן. וענן כרבי שמעון כמיירי. This whole סוגיה is not following the רבנן. Who's it following? רבי שמעון. Therefore, ורבי שמעון אומר, הטעם האומר הרי עליי במחוות והביא במרחשת, אף ידי נדרו יצא. You are יוצא, אל מקביעותה דמנה לב כלומו. Whatever you say, whatever keli you say to put it in, I don't care. What's חשוב according to Rabbi Shimon?
What you're doing it in.
What you actually do it, no.
Isn't that Kastuk Nadar against the
Duke, Kastuk Nadar? This is, he's bringing mincha. He's bringing any mincha. לשנה אמר עליי, ולשנה אמר הרי זה. הרזו, הלכך, כי את תהיה במחוות, מחוות יהביה. When you bring the מחוות, it is that, וכי חמצה לשום מרחשת, machshava de min kiravya. It is considered Shlomo when we say machshava de min kira, a noticeable machshava. What do we mean? A noticeable machshava that he's lying. That's what we mean, and that's therefore it's the kasher. Aval gabe zvachim ikal emimar me'aber avar v'shachtinu badarom. But by zvachim, can passerby say no? It really is kodesh kadashim, and he's just transgressing the halacha and shechting in the south. No. But is it nikar? Maybe, but is it? But is it nikar that it's that? Is it nikar that it's that? No. Do I have to assume that you're lying? The question is how far do I have to assume that you're lying? According to the Bishulman by Mechavat, we immediately assume that you're lying because it is what it's in, and therefore, if you say if it's in a Mechavat and you say Merchesh lies, but by an animal that you say that, do I assume that you're lying? No, I assume that you're an Asha, or maybe you didn't know, or whatever.
But it's in the place where it is. It's the same thing.
Doesn't matter. No, if there's no other way to understand it, can you, Shlomo, can you have Kodesh Kadashim being shechted in the Darom? Yes, Shaloka Halacha. Can you have a Machavat inside a Marcheshet or vice versa according to Rabbi Shimon? No.
How often Kohen does a mistake versus a Kohen does what
he says? No, Yala.
When I see something, I assume that's what it's supposed to be.
So he's a doorknob. Vikash Yagabe Chatata Off. You never met a doorknob Kohen? I have to show you such a video. This is from the Kotel. Whatever happens at the Kotel, like this Birkat. Oh my gosh. I have to show you this video. Maybe I'll post it later. It's so intense. It's one of probably top three moments at the Kotel ever.
Wow.
You never had a Kotel moment? You have to see this. This is like... I can't... Remind me later. I'll post it. Maybe we'll do it in turn. I don't want to post on the whole group, but like this is heavy-duty stuff. I can assure you you've never seen this before. Anywhere. Now... You curious?
We should see it now.
Okay, quick. Very quick. Quick. Okay. I know you. Hold on. Here we go. Tell me then. This was Birkat Kohanim at the Kotel. This was inside, inside the tunnel. Okay, here we go.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, that's twice. You couldn't hear
the first time. Wait.
He's lucky there wasn't another coin there.
There was.
That was only one person. He
ever experienced that? No. What a like if you get a bracha like that, like you're set for Wow. Well, but it's the Kotel. These things make sense there. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. No. That was so amazing. Wow, I got so much nachas. Okay, weiter. Yitzchak, what are you doing? The best would have been if he said Vayosim. Vayosim. Yeah, weiter. So says Rashi weiter. Okay, we have time. We did. In the middle. Answer like this. What are you going to say? That's your question. Maybe we'll say the same thing by Ola Ta'of, like we said before, that really it's Ola, and what? And he's transgressing. We can assume a person does one isur, not two. Over there, he would be doing two isurim. Number one, location, and number two, haza'a. Hadad avid lehaza'a, ve'od ka'avid lelemata. We assume a person may make do one isur, but not two isurim. Got that? Olad zachar v'chatad nekva. Okay, fine. Yeah. Teisves. Dika d'shem kalim b'darom. Hava avid lo. What do you do in the darom? Sar kadatach v'shem delalet el mit'e. People shouldn't make a mistake. V'lomar shem kodshe kadashim. U'me'avar hu de'avar v'shachtinu b'darom. But he's just transgressing the halacha and doing it in the south. Hadela mishane hachi la'el. Gabi. By the way, I watched that at least 10 times. And like every time I'm like rolling. I didn't show it to my wife yet. Whatever.
Did you need the guy? Should have taken a picture of him.
Yeah, people wouldn't get it. Like, man, icon.
I can imagine the face.
Like
that.
Yeah.
Attention hungry guys.
The Fighting Irish. Yeah. And he says, Alma, ומעבר דובר שאתם בדרום, הדה למשנה אחי לעיל, גבי קושיה דחתת העוף, שאיזה דמה למטה לשם עולת העוף, פירש בקונטרס, משום דאי קטרתי, ולטאי שיעשה הזעה למטה, רשי says he's not going to do הזעה downstairs to איסורים, ופירושו קשה, דאם כן תיק שלא מחתת בהמה לשם עולה, בחתת בהמה לשם עולה דאי קטרתי, שינויה כדיפרשו לעיל, there's also two שינויים over there, ונראה דה שאתה חוזר בו משינויה דה לעיל, he's changing his mind from the original answer, דה לזבחים ולא לעופות דה כולו, איקה לשנויה דה אמרים מעבר עבר, we could say on all of them that he's transgressing. Next day, this alma kviota demana lev klumu, according to Rabbi Shimon, what designation by verbal designation of what keli to put it in, according to Rabbi Shimon, is squat, garnished. Uperik batra, tanan, pirashti, veni yodea ma pirashti, yeve chamishatan, umokila bagmara kerabbi Shimon, hey, why do you have to bring all five? According to Rabbi Shimon, just put it in whatever it is, and that's it. Vechi atya kavatet Rabbi Shimon, hal Rabbi Shimon, afilu piresh machavad, vevi bamanchesht, yatsa. So what's going on? ושם ההתם בבל לצאת ידי שמיים. He wants to be יוצא לכתחילה. וכאמר, די כחדד מייטה, ואינה מכגון די כחדד מייטה, וכאמר, אם זו נדר תיתן לי נדיר, ואם לאו תן לי נדבר. אוקיי, פרן. Next day, סביס. לש נאמר עליי, ולש נאמר זו. יקשר רבי יצחק בן הרב רבי מאיר, תנח מחוות לשם מרחשת, אלא חרבה לשם בלולה. אמרי, when it's a dry one, לשם a wet one, amre, habilula yume, avaru de'avar, ve'avid la'chareva, v'chen bilula shem chareva. So the Gemara's question would still be over there, v'yesh lomar, de'be'al la'ta'inish, she'aseh chareva bilula, v'lula chareva. A person would never make a mistake to do an isur when he says dry, wet, wet, dry. Those are, between machavat and manchishet, we understand that Kohen can make a mistake. But between wet and dry, יהיה ועוד יש לומר, דניחה בלה ואחי בין למען דאמר מנחה קדושה בלא שמן, בין למען דאמר אין מנחה קדושה בלא שמן, כמובן, we're going to see. Next, says the Gemara Vayter, אלא מעתה, עולה ששחט לשם חטאת, תרצה, an עולה that you slaughtered לשם חטאת, you should get credit for. דהי זכר והי נקבה. עולה is only זכר, most חטאות are נקבה. To which the Gemara says, "Kevan deika se'id nasi dezacharu la'yedia." That's not considered. So no, it's not considered ma'aseh mochichin. Why? Because there is one chatat that's male. Chatat nasi says the Gemara. Says. Amar l'shem chatat yachid, ma'ikane memar. If he's slaughtering his olah l'shem chatat yachid, every chatat yachid is what?
Female.
So over there, that should be the epitome of. מעשה המוכיחין, and it should be kasher according to Rabbi Shimon. ותו, another question, חטאת יחיד ששחטה לשם עולה, תרצה. Why? דחטאת נקבה, ועולה זכר. To which the Gemara answers, מחסיה בעליה. People standing there, pastors, but I can't really tell that it's female, because the tail covers its genitals. Says the Gemara, התנא אחיך דאיתי כבשה. What kind of animal can you bring for a חטאת? Kivsa or Sa'ira. This makes sense if you brought a female kivsa, a sheep. Right. However, what if you brought a female goat? Then what? It doesn't look, right? You can't bring a goat for an ola. Then bivadai it's ma'aseh mochichin. He says, ala aita Sa'ira ma'ika lemimar, ela ben zcharim lenkevot, lav ata adata yud inche. Says, you know what the answer is? Because people don't tell the difference between male and female.
Animal.
Huh? Yeah. Next. Pesach sheshachato l'shem asham, lirtze. Yeah? A Pesach that you slaughtered. What's the halacha? A Pesach that you slaughtered for an asham shalayim, it's pasul. But why? According to Rabbi Shimon, it should be kasher. Why? Dai ben shana, vai ben shtayim. Pesach is under a year old, and asham is under two. To which the Gemara says, kevan d'ika asham nazir v'asham mitzura la psikale. Since some ashamot are under two also, are under one, what are they? Asham Nazir and Asham Mitzora, it's not considered Ma'asam Mochichin.
Because we can't tell how the animals...
Look. Says the Gemara, wait, that's Gemara's answer later. Asham Gzelot, he says, Amal Lishum Asham Gzelot, Ulshum Asham Me'ilot, Ma'ikar Mimar. If a person says, I'm bringing this Pesach, Lishem, Asham Gzelot or Asham Me'ilot, and over there, it has to be under 2 years old, so there's a difference between the ages, that is Ma'asam Mochichin, and therefore Shleim, it should be kasher vetu asham gzelot va asham me'ilot shechatan lishum pesach lirtzu shebi kasher de pesach ben shana va ani ben shtei shanim ela ben shana leven shtei shanim lav ada'ata yudin she dika ben shana de mechzek ben shtayim vika ben shtayim de mechzek ben shana. He says people can't tell the difference in age. Why? Sometimes younger animals look older and sometimes older animals look younger, right? So what's that? Genetics. Mana asot. Now One more. Sa'ir shashachato l'shum asham, lirtze. If you slaughtered a sa'ir for an asham, it should still be kasher, because all ashamot shleima come from?
Sheep.
From sheep, from rams. Says marad dehay tzemir, v'ayse'ar. A sheep has wool. A goat doesn't have wool. What does it have? Just hair. So you can easily tell the difference between
a
sheep and a thing. So it's ma'aseh mochichin. So it should be kasher according to Rabbi Shimon. Says the Gemara. Amre, dichra ukmahu. People are going to say that it's a black sheep or a black ram that looks very similar to a goat. And therefore people are not ma'ayin so much. So it's still not ma'aseh mochichin. Okay, another one. Egel ufar sheshachatan leshum pesach ve'asham lirtzu. If you slaughtered a calf or a bull for Pesach or Asham, what's the halacha? It should be kasher because it's ma'aseh mochichin, because Pesach and Asham can only come from sheep, not from cows. Says the Gemara, the egel ufar bePesach veAsham leka. To which the Gemara says inachinami. According to the now, we said people don't between a cow, between a cow and a bull, or a bull and a calf versus a sheep. Can people tell the difference? Duh, and therefore Be'emet isn't Ma'aseh Mochichin? Yes, and it's going to be Kasher, according to Rabbi Shimon. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Umay Zvachim, so why did Rabbi Shimon say that by Zvachim, Eno Ken, there's no Ma'aseh Mochichin by Zvachim? I just gave you an example, Rov Zvachim. Most Zvachim are not Ma'aseh Mochichin, but this one happens to be, yeah, says Rashi in Tesis. Yeah, let's rock and roll.
You don't pass with Rabbi Shimon, right?
No. Now, says Rashi, if six who didn't pray? My man. Says Rashi. Amar, Hareni Shochata Leshum Yachid. Ma ikana memar. Hava da yedene dechatat yachid nekevahi kisbao se'ira. Vetu dechatat yachid nekevahi vevi nekeva la'azara. Veshachata Leshem Ona. Ma ikana memar. What are you going to say? Michasya. Nikvut derachel be'alia biznava ve'la yediyah. You can't really tell it's a nekeva because the nekevut is covered by the tail. Se'ira de'in lazanav ma'ikra memar asham gzelot dichtiv ve'vayikra ve'yashiv et hagzela asher gazal ve'et hashamo yavi ve'asham me'ilot b'nei bet shanim. Both of them, ninu, they're both 2 years old. When we say 2 years old, we mean into the second year. It's got to be under two. Dichtiv be'u el. Asham nazir umtzora k'tiv be'u keves ve'chol keves ben shanahu b'masechet parah. Vetu Hashem gzelot ma'ilot itnu bedinayu b'nei bet shanim v'shechatan l'shem pesach lirtzu shge credit. Hashem eno ba ela min hakvasim. Dai tzemer Hashem. Kvasim yesh lo tzemer. It has wool. Usair en lo tzemer ela se'ar be'alma. It just says hair. V'davar galu lakolu. People can tell. Amre dichra ukamahu. People are going to say it's just a black sheep. So, you know, every family has a black sheep. So this herd also had a black sheep. Savre ail shachoru. By the way, it's still in the market. I just checked this morning. Ben Ishai. Yeah.
And where's the link? Where'd you
I have it. It's internal. It's not in a public auction house. It's at 110.
It's a lot right?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. It wasn't. Made a mistake. It's at 110. Now. Yeah. Huh?
Megillah?
The Ben Ishchai's Megillah.
Original Megillah?
Yep. Whenever it gets sold. The guy who's in charge of it asked me to sell it.
So it's not a deadline date. He just has
to agree. Yeah, whatever. He's just trying to. But it's at 110. I just asked him today. Huh?
110 bucks.
No, 110 dinarim. You know, what are we talking about? Now, the high tzemer asham kvasim yesh lo tzemer usayir en lo tzemer. Oh, amre dichra ukamahu savre ein shachoru ulachi nakat ukamah distam seirim shchorim hem. They're usually interesting. It says most goats are black. Interesting. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, egrufar hatat, huh? There you go. You see, we have the Iranian goats and the Bukharian goats. They're all, yeah. Egel ufar, chatat, kegon par kohen mashiach, shashachato, l'shem pesach ve'asham, she'en ba'im ela minatzon lirtzu. It should be good. Yeah, let's eat taste this. Towards the bottom. Kevan di'ika se'ar nasi, ve'im ole, that's why it's called se'ir. Why is it called se'ir? Because it has se'ar. Because it has hair as opposed to wool. Yeah, vim olazo ail amre. What are people going to say? Sa'id nasiu kedaminu besamuch amre dichrau kamau amar l'shem asham gzelot l'shem asham ailot. Ma'ikan me'amar. What are you going to say? Vim tomar akate amre di avar He's going to umaitele ben shana. He'll transgress the halacha and bring it 1 year old. Hamar bitmura perikelu kadoshim. Hashem ben shana vevi o ben shtaim vevi o ben shana kshera. Ela shelo alu l'shem chova. So we said you're still yotze. You just transgress the halacha. V'yishlomad the Rabbi Shimon etamid amar hatam kol atzma ne kadosha. It doesn't have kadosha at all. Okay, next. That same advice. Correct over there. If you brought the wrong age, according to Rabbi Shimon. Yeah. Dai tzemer vayse ar tzemer lavan kedichtiv im yadim u katola ketzemer yu se'ar shachor kedemashma beresha motziyain mai ta'ama izeh masge beresha v'adar imre kibriyato shel olam beresha chashocha v'adar nehora. The way they, okay, if there's a flock, usually the goats go first and the sheep go after. Sheep always, goats lead, sheep follow. It's usually the way it works. V'anud kamaracha amre dichra ukamahu v'kantunes lo pireshken. Rashi said a different shot. Okay. Rashi on the top? No, Rashi. Okay. Shlomo, State of the Union. No, we had a stira in Rabbi Shimon. Yeah? What was the stira? Quick.
In one place it says that
switched up the menachot.
Okay.
Another place? Okay. What's Rabba's answer? Shinui Ba'alim versus Shinui Ma'ase. Now, let's move on to Rava's answer. Rava Amar Lakashia. You had to answer the question on Rabbi Shimon. Kan bekometz mincha leshum mincha, kan bekometz mincha leshum zevach. Yeah? When you do one mincha for another, according to him, mincha leshum mincha, you mixed up the menachot. Vezot Torah ta mincha. Torah achat lechol ha-menachot. All the menachot are considered in the same family, and therefore, what's the halacha? Kasher. Mincha leshum zevach, that doesn't work. וזאת תורת המנחה וזבח לכתיב. It doesn't say in the pasuk וזאת תורת המנחה, it doesn't say זבח over there, and therefore that would be no good. Says the Gemara, how would that work with what he said in the first baraita? והתנה מפני שמעשה המוכיחין עליה כאמר. Why do we say it's kasher in that baraita according to Rabbi Shimon? Because it's מעשה המוכיחין. According to you, it's just a pasuk. All the מנחות are one family. How do you explain מעשה המוכיחין? To which the Gemara answers, you know what Rava says? אחי כאמר. Says, afal gav de machshava de la min kirahi, even though you're right by these two menachot, when you switched up the menachot, it's not mochiach v'tipasel, and it should really be pasul midrabanan. Rashi says, you know why? Because people are going to get the idea that maybe you're allowed to switch up one mincha to another. Nevertheless, enters the pasuk, meaning it's not ma'aseh mochichin, and therefore it should be pasul. וזאת תורת המנחה, תורה אחת לכל המנחות. Comes the pasuk and tells me, nevertheless, they're all in the same family, and therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, still kasher. ומאי אבל בזבחים אינו כן. What did Rabbi Shimon continue and say, that what we just said doesn't apply to זבחים? What does he mean by that? אף על גב דשחיטה אחת לכולן, וזאת תורת המנחה, וזבח לכתיב. Why are you saying that? He says, you're saying two different reasons. In the Baraita, Rabbi Shimon said the reason by Zvachim is because it's not Ma'aseh Mochiach. And over here you said the reason is because it didn't say Zevach in the Pasuk. Two different things. What did he mean? That's what he means. V'zot Torah Tamincha v'zevach laketiv, even though Shechita is one for everything. Meaning, I should say, stay with me, maybe by Shechita it should also, all Korbanot are one family because it's all one Shechita. Says the Pasuk, v'zot Torah Tamincha. No zevach, which means all menachot are one family. Are all korbanot one family? No. Are menachot and korbanot one family? No. Says the Gemara, v'zot torat ha-mincha v'zevach la-ketiv. Ela me'ata, based on this, says the Gemara, chatat chilev sheshachata l'shem chatat dam, l'shum chatat avodat kochavim, l'shum chatat nazir, l'shum chatat metzora, te'ekshirat v'tirtze. According to what Rava just said in Rabbi Shimon, if you let's say I need to bring a chatat for eating chilev. Let's say I brought it instead for l'shem dam, l'shem avodazara, or for nazir, or for metzora. It should be kasher. Why? Dam rachmana v'zot torat ha-chatat. Torah achad l'chol ha-chataot. Yeah, what does it say over there? That all chataot be'emet are one family. So according to Rabbi Shimon, what should be the halacha? Should be kasher, says the Gemara Rabbi Shimon, hachinami. Rava says, be'emet, according to Rabbi Shimon, what would be the halacha by those chataot? Good. L'Rabbanan, Rabbanan not that way. Ha'amar Rava, chatat chilev sheshachata l'shem chatat dam, l'shem chatat avodat kochavim. Kshira, why? Because they're all for avonot. Avonot for avonot is kasher. L'shem chatat nazir, l'shem chatat metzora, pesula. Dehane olot ba'adayu ninhu. Stay with me. Over there, chatat nazir and chatat metzora. Do those come for sins? No, how do we know? Because they come with olot. What do they come for?
Olot.
to be matir the mitzora, to be matir the nazir. And therefore, if you bring a chatat chilev for nazir or mitzora, it's not the same family. That's according to the Rabbanan. Rav Chabre de Rav Matnila lekulehu lifsula. Rav Chabre de Rav says that according to the Rabbanan, any of them, even chatat dam for chilev, dam for avodah zarah, sin for sin, whatever, no good. Why? V'shachat otah lechatat l'shem oto chatat. He doesn't learn what we said before, v'zot torah techatat. All the chataot are in the same family. He doesn't learn that. Rather, he says what? Oto lechatat, it's got to be brought exactly for the specific chatat, and that's be'emet how we hold, not like the first version of Rava. Stop, says Rashi in Tosfos. Yeah.
Why are they asking even a question about the Rabbanan hold? We know the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Shimon.
No, but we first originally, we weren't asking that. We were asking Rabbi Shimon. We answered, we said, no, Rabbi Shimon hold, it's good. It says over there, no good. That's only according to the Rabbanan. Rashi. Mincha l'shem mincha, machabat l'shem archeshet, alu, credit. והתנא מעשה מוכחין עליה כאמר, הילקח מנחה לשם זבח נם להתקשר, אך כאמר, אף על פי שאין המנחות דומת לזבחים, even though מנחה is not like זבחים, דאף על גב דאקומץ מחוות לשם הרחשת, מחשבה דלא מנקרה, שיהיה כן היא, it's not really מחשבה דאצ ניכרת, אלא ודאי ניכר, שאינו כן, you can tell it's not that, דא מעשה מוכחים, איקה למימר דתיפסל, I would still think that it should be פסול, why? דוודאי סביר עלן, מחשבה גלויה לכל, שהוא מחזב, כל שכן שהיא פסולה. Yeah, if people see you lying, certainly it should be pasul. Afilu achi alu dichtiv zot torat mincha hal minkira ladam elahud dilael rava v'ravashe svir alu d'machshava gluya lakol shumichazev kol shken sheposelet. Unlike Rabba, stay with me. According to Rava and Ravashe, when you're very clearly lying with what you're saying, it's not more of a reason to be kasher. It's more of a reason to be pasul. Why is that? Says Rashi. V'achim tarzil kaman ad Rabba machshava d'minkira sheisheker pasal achmana sheme yomru mutal leshanot bekorbanot. People might say that you're allowed to change korbanot from one another, and that's what I would thought it should be pasul. Kamash malan the pasuk v'zot torah tamincha. Umay aval bezvachim enochen. Why is Rabbi Shimon saying those words? Demashma hatam din hu delo alu mishum deshchita achat lechulan. Hakol sheken de din hu de alu b'machshava de la minkar shu shekeri. Certainly it should be only deshchita achat lechulan. V'ikalam yemar de ta'ale l'shem chova. I would think that because it's shchita achat lechulan, therefore all korbanot should be the same family. De'alekalam igzar shem yomru mutal leshanot bezvachim. Nobody's going to say that. Afilu achi lo alu. Nevertheless, by zvachim, that's not the case. It's not ole. De'zot torat amincha v'zevach laketiv de'leve mashma torah achat lechol amenachot v'torah achat lechol zvachim. V'tirtze l'shem chova. Alma alama tenan bezvachim chutz min ha'pesach min ha'chatat. He didn't take shem chatat off. Al tale ba'alim. Olot ba'adayu ninhu. Which means, we said that by chatat nazir and chatat metzora, they're not there for sins. They're there for heter. Since they come with olot. V'ikala memar, l'shem olat nazir shachat, v'nimtza chatat shelo lishma kshira la'akriv. Lishna achrena, olot ninhu, v'in ba'in al-chet, ela la'akshir v'lachashive כוחו כחטאת. It's not like his. ויש למפרשים עולות נינהו שטעונים נסחים כעולה. מה שאין כן בשאר חטאות ולא עיקר הוא, תן החטאת מצורה קדם לפרק שתי מידות. זה טעון לנסחים. אבל חטאת נזיר does not. לא טען לנסחים. מתנאו לכולה ולפסולה. רבחה ברד רבה said, all of them for פסול. אפילו חטאת חלב ששחד לשם חטאת דם, פסולה מלה הקריב. Yeah, okay, so that's that. Tosfos on the top, it's rock and roll. כאן בקומץ מלחן לשם זבח. בחינם דחק, נקת רבה. עניין זה, he didn't have to say this, דלה עירה בשום דוכתה, דתרות זה עצמו, שמחלק משום דכתיב זאת תורת המנחה, יכול לתרץ כמו שתרץ רבה, כאן בשינוי קודש, כאן בשינוי בעלים, could have said the same answer. בשינוי קודש כאשר משום תורה אחת לכל המנחות, which means he could have used that same פסוק, ושם אלפי כך שינה לשונו של רבה, maybe that's why he changed a little bit from the language of רבה, דאבה משמע, אם היה אומר כאן בשינוי קודש, דשינוי קודש כאשר, אפילו במנחה לשם זבח, that's why he changed the words, because מנחה לשם זבח is not כאשר, according to רבי שמעון. ועוד יש נאמר, דדאיק לשנה דברייתא, דמשמע לקמצה שלו לשמה פסולה, בשינוי קודש, ולכמן דקאמר, כולו כרבה לאמרי, ולמה פרש טעמה הזה, ניחא לו לממר, טעמה שווה לכל המוראים, you wanted to say answer that is shave for all of the Amoraim. Next day, Sviz. Afal gav de machshava de la minkira v'tipasel. You remember what we said according to Rava, a machshava that's not nikar, meaning if it's nikar that you're lying, therefore it's more of a reason to be pasel, comes the Torah and says v'zot Torah tamincha. Harbe yesh litmoa. למה שינה לשונו מלשנה דילעיל? Why did it change the language? ברשמעתה. דמה שקורה לעיל מנקרה, what we called before, a noticeable lie, קורה החלה מנקרה. Over here, we change the language to not noticeable. ואחד פירושה לתרוויו, דמנקרה, היינו שניכר שמחשבתו שקר, ולא מנקרה דאחה, what does it mean לא מנקרה? היינו, דאין ניכר שיהיה כמו שהוא מחשב. That it's not ניכר, that it's not what you're saying. אלא אדרבה, ניכר שאינו כמו שמחשב. So it's kind of like double negative. So Tosfot's asking, why did the Gemara change its language? ושם השינה הלשון לפי שהוא כמו נתינת טעם דתיפסל. לפי כך ניחה ללמנקה תאחה, ולעיל על פסול לשון, לא מנקרה, ובסוף שמעתה דקה אמר כולו כרבה לאמרי, אדרבה מחשבה דמנקרה פסל רחמנה משום דקאי ארבה, so it's using his לשון, נקד לשון מנקרה על פסול. לרבי שמעון החינמי, what did the Gemara end off? באמת, we said...
Rava, right?
Yeah, we're in Rava now. Yeah, what was the Gemara's question? Shlomo, what do we say? If you brought one chatat, l'shem any other chatat, according to Rabbi Shimon, madino? Fine.
No.
Yes. Yes. Mashma de Rabbanan ladar shezot Torah chatat. Apparently, the Rabbanan did not have this drasha of zot Torah chatat all in the same family. Yeah. Afal gab de perik dam chatat. Gab edam chatat shenitaz ala begid, ta'on kibus, darshenan Torah achad l'chol chataot. Vele kaman de palik bemid edekhtiva bechatat gufe. Nobody argues over there on that. It says, דר שלי כולי עלמה, כגון הני, דה פרק דם חטאת. אבל שינוי קודש, לא כתיב בחטאת. It doesn't say שינוי קודש over there. ועוד, דה קיבוץ בגדים, כתיב בחטאת. ועוד, דה קיבוץ בגדים, כתיב בהי פרשתת זאת התורה. Fine. ואם תאמר, פרק כמה דזבחים, אמר רב משמד המבוג, חטאת ששחטה לשם חטאת, נחשון, כשירה, דה תורה אחת לכל החטאות. Yeah, there's one Torah for all the chataot. Parich Rav Mishra Sheyel Rava. Mi barai tedar b'shimon ta'amad ma'asya mochichin aliyah. Ha'in ma'asya mochichin aliyah? La. Lema zot Torah mincha. Umay kushya. Harav Aud mifarishah ta'amad b'shimon. Mizot Torah. What's the question? Harei saying the reason is from this pasuk v'zot Torah. And the Rabbanan don't hold of it. Ve'omer Rabbeinu Tam. Da'atam garis Rabba. ורבה לתעמיד, למשל אלעיל, רבה does not have this דרשה, וזאת תורת החטאת. כאן בשינוי קודש, כאן בשינוי בעלים, it doesn't use this פסוק. ועוד יש לומר, דאפילו גריסת המרבה, רוצה ליישב דברי רב ככולה אמוראי דאחה, he wants, the Gemara over there in זבחים, wants to have רב making sense according to all the אמוראים here. ולפירוש רבנו אותם קשיה, דנראה דרב משעשיה תלמידו של רבה היה, ולא של רבה, רב משעשיה was תלמיד רבה, not רבה, so we tell me the סוגיה over there is רבה, ועוד יש לומר שרוצה לרבה ליישב, שם דברי רב משמד המבוג, אפילו כרבנן דפליג יעלי, דרב שמעון. He wants the רבנן to make sense according to him also. דלת לאוזו תורת, ורב משל שכשהקשה לו מרב שמעון, היה יכול להקשור ממתניתין, אלא ניחה ללהקשור מברייטה, דאפילו בשמעון, דמחשר, לאו מזו תורת מחשר, וכן משמע שם פירוש הקונטרס. אוקיי. Says next day, this לשם חטאת דם, לשם חטאת עבודת כוחה מקשרה, that's according to רבי שמעון, הך מתלעית בפרק כמה דזבחים, משמעת דמבוג, ובלב קרד איזו תורת מחשר חטאת לשם חטאת, כדה אמרת האתם רבה, אם נותר את הפסוק, I would have said it's still kasher, האידך מתלעת דבשחת אותה לחטאת, אמר החמנה, והרי חטאת לשם חטאת נשחטה, even if it was shechted for a different חטאת, was the חטאת shechted for a חטאת, yes, and therefore according to the פסוק, you'd be okay. אבל לשם עולה ודאי פסולה, ועודין לשם חטאת נזיר ומצורע, דך עולות דמו. Since they come with עולות, חטאת נזיר וחטאת מצורע are like עולות, כיוון דאין בעין על חטא. ואף על גב דרבי שמעון הוא דאמר, דך חטאת נזיר באה לפי שצייר עצמו מן היין, רבי שמעון says that there is sin in חטאת נזיר. אין זה על חטא, כיוון דעצר יין למה הייתה חטאת. It's not considered על חטא. Is it a חטא for anybody who's מצייר it himself, abstains from wine? Do you bring חטאת for that? No, so that's not the real reason. אלא דרך נזירות, ועוד משום חטא זוטרה, כי היי, אלא מקרה חטאת, you wouldn't, for such a small sin of abstaining from wine, we wouldn't call that קורבן a חטאת. Okay, שלמה, state of the union.
Now
one second. What was רבה's answer to the סתירה?
פסוק.
No, one second, what would we say? מנחה למנחה, מנחה לזבחים. מנחה למנחה, זו תורת המנחה, all the same family. מנחה לזבחים, doesn't say זבח. I, רבי שמעון סינטב, said other reasons in the ברייתות, רבה kind of worked it out according to השיטה. Next, רבה ש...
אני
מקורא
חטאות, תמצא
רבי שמעון עושה את זה. Yeah. זה גמרא, another, third answer. רבה של אמר, לא קשיא, כאן בקומץ מחוות לשום מרחשת, כאן בקומץ מנחת מחוות לשום מנחת מרחשת. Which means, stay with me, when he says, I'm being קומץ מחוות לשם מרחשת. One כלי for another כלי. Over there, what you say in the kli is an obvious lie, and therefore what? It's fine. But when I indicate, when I speak about not only the keli, when I say, minchat machavat, l'shem minchat marcheshet, then what did you do? You messed it up. Let's see. Yeah. Machavat leshum marcheshet is no good. B'mana kamechashev, u'machshava b'mana lapasla. You're only invoking the keli. And if you mess up on what you're calling the keli, what does that do? Nothing. Who cares? You're still fine. Minchat machavat leshum minchat marcheshet. Over there, you're not just invoking the keli. What are you invoking? The actual mincha. B'mincha depasla b'machshava kamechashev. You're thinking in the does a psul machshava mess up a mincha? Yes. And over here, since you invoked minchat machavat l'shem minchat mancheshet, you messed it up. Says the Gemara, but that's not what Rabbi Shimon says the reason is. V'atana mipnei she'ma'aseh mochichin aleha ka'amar. Doesn't Rabbi Shimon say that the reason why it's kasher is because ma'aseh mochichin, you say, because invoking a keli does nothing. Hachi ka'amar, says Rav Ashi, you know what Rabbi Shimon means. Afal gav de machshava minkar hi, tipasel, which means, you know what? Even though it's nikar, that the kelim are different, and when you're saying a lie, like we said before, there's more of a reason to be posel. Nevertheless, the halacha is that it's going to be kasher. Umay aval bizvachim enoken. What about the fact that Rabbi Shimon said bizvachim enoken? You know what the answer? You know what that means? Afal gav deshchita achat lechulan, zrika achat lechulan, kabbalah achat lechulam, bezvichat pasla be machshava kamechashev. Even though you're right, it looks like it's all the same because it has the same shchita and everything. Nevertheless, you're having the thought of this korban for another korban. You're not being mechashev in a keli, in the knife. What are you being mechashev in the korban? And that machshava kills it. Amar le ravacha bered derava le ravashe. Now he asks him. Chareva mishum belula amay amar Rabbi Shimon. He says, why does by chareva mishum belula, stay with me? What did Rabbi Shimon say if I bring chareva l'shem belula?
What is it?
Dry one for a wet one.
Mincha.
Mincha. What Rabbi Shimon say in the Baraita? Good.
Dry is a machavat and the wet is a
machavat. No, dry is minchat chote. Wet is all of the other minchat nedava. But he mentioned wet and dry. So according to what you said, Rav Ashi, over here, is he mentioning kelim or is he mentioning the actual mincha?
The actual mincha.
And according to you, the way you explain Rabbi Shimon, should be pasul. Why did Rabbi Shimon say it's kasher? Says the Gemara, Amar le, l'shum bila be'alma. He's not, when he said belula, he's not talking about the actual mincha. He's talking about what? I'm bringing it l'shem mixtures. Belula is not necessarily the name of a mincha. So he's just saying shtuyot. Yahachi l'shum shlamim nami. L'shum shlamim be'alma. When a person says, I'm bringing in ola, or I'm bringing chatat l'shem shlamim, should also be kasher. Why? Maybe shlamim just means to bring peace between me and Hashem. Maybe he's not talking about the korban. Says, man, what are you talking about? Hachi ashta, hatam, zevach gufa ikre shlamim. Dichtiv, hamakriv et dam shlamim. Hazorek et dam shlamim. Hacha, mincha gufa mi ikre belula. Vechol mincha belula vashemen ketiv. Belula vashemen ikre, belula stama la ikre. By the korban regular is called shlamim. By mincha, is a regular mincha called a belula? No, it's called belula b'shemen. Therefore, if he says, I'm bringing my chareva l'shem belula, he's saying shtuyot, I'm bringing my mincha l'shem, any random glob of a mixture. What does that mean? Nothing. And therefore, it's still kasher. That's how Rav Ashi got out of Rav Acha's question.
But the mincha chote has no mixture.
Maze?
Mincha chote has no mixture, no? Just toasted.
That's exactly the point. He says, I'm bringing that l'shem belula, which we're extrapolating might mean that he's bringing l'shem nedava, which accord. And once you're invoking the name of the mincha, then what? Then it should be pasul according to Rabbi Shimon. To which Rav Ashi says, no, chareva is the name of a mincha, belula is not the name of a mincha, belula b'shemen is the name of a mincha.
Even though what he's saying is not what he's actually doing.
Oh, ooh. Says Rashi in Tesvis.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Yeah. Here we go. Hachi, hachi gersinan machavad l'shem mancheshet. V'atana, v'afilu minchat machavad l'shem minchat mancheshet, nami te'ola l'shem chova, da ma'ase mochichin. Hachi kamar, klomar, da ma'ase mochichin gireutai. When it's ma'ase mochichin, makes it worse according to him, like we said before, according to Rav Ashi. De machshavad de minkira, shi sheker pasar rachmana, shema yomru, mutal l'shanot. That the Torah would say that it should be pasul because people might think that it's mutar to change from one korban to another. אפילו אחי, כשרה never the less it's כשר, אחד אלא יתקר שם מנחה, ומי אבל, כתפרשין לאל את העמד רבה, חריבה לשם בלולה, דקטן ידע עלו, רבי שמעון still says it's good, אמה אמר רבי שמעון, כלומר, מי טעמה עלו? Why is saying it's עלו? הוודאי מחשבה, דהלקה, החמנה, over here he's not talking about the keli, he's talking about the actual thing. לשם בילה בעלמה, כיוון דלה יתקר בהדיה מנחת חריבה, לשם מנחה בלולה דברי רוח בעלמה נינו, יש אינג שטויות, כיוון דאמר הרי נקומץ לשם דבר אחר. יחי בזבחים דמודה רבי שמעון דלו עלו, when you go from one korban to another, according to רבי שמעון, it's no good. Why is it no good? Let's say you brought חטאת לשם שלמים, maybe שלמים just means what? To make שלום. כיוון דאמר... או, יחי בזבחים דמודה רבי שמעון דלא עלו, אמה מודה כי שחית עולה לשם שלמים, תעלה לשם חובה. דחי כאמר חובה זו אני שוחד לשם, לשם, לעשות שלום בין קוני לביני. עד רבה. או, I'm sorry, that's the next question. ברם תוספות, כאן בקומץ מחוות לשם מרחשת גרסן, אנבי דגרסה כאן בקומץ מנחת מחוות לשם מרחשת, ושני מיש ליישב, both of them are correct גרסה. Okay, שלמה, state of the union, what were the three answers? רבה, רבה, רבשי. רבה. מעשה בעלים, אוקיי? רבה, מנחה, מנחה, מנחה זבח, אוקיי? רבשה, invoking just the kelim, אוקיי? invoking the מנחות itself, problem. Now, anytime we have these kinds of מחלוקת אמוראים, how to explain תנאים, what the Gemara usually will say is, how come? Correct. Let's see.
The מעשה המוכיחים, they all have to fit that in?
Yeah. Because Rabbi Shimon said that in the first Baraita. He said those words.
But the only one that fits right way is...
Rabba. Yeah. Wait, let's see. Kulu ki Rabba la Amri. How come Rabba and Ravashe don't say like Rabba? De ad Rabba. Machshava de min kira pasar rachmana. They say the opposite. They say what looks mamash like a lie doesn't make it more kosher. According to them, what did we say before? According to them, makes it look... It makes it more pasul. That's why they need psukim and stuff to be marbe. That's why they don't hold of rabba. Ki rabba la amri, why don't rabba in rabba say like rabba? Vizot torat la mashmalehu. They don't hold of the pasuk. They don't learn the drasha of zot torat amincha, that they're all one family. Ki rabba she la amri, how come rabba in rabba don't say like rabba she? Kelim versus the actual mincha, mishum kushya d'ravacha b'rid rava. Because of the question of chareva uvlula, the ravacha answered. And even though Ravashe answered the question, they don't buy the answer. Which means they like the question on Ravashe more than the answer that he gave.
Going back to Rava, the second one.
Yeah.
When he tells you that if you bring all the chatarot, Rabbi Shimon will agree, achinami.
Yeah.
But there, ma'aseh is not mukhikin because there you're bringing it with an olah.
Nevertheless, you still have a pasuk. No, you're not bringing with an olah. What are you talking about?
When you bring the chatat nazir, chatat
mitzvah? Nevertheless, it's still called a chatat. According to Rabbi Shimon, v'zot torat ha-chatat. That's v'radi you said. You don't need ma'ase mochichin. You have a pasuk. Ma'ase mochichin, according to Rava, means it's worse. It would have been pasul because people say that you can be mishaneh. Now that's why you need a pasuk to tell me it's kasher. V'zot torat ha-chatat. The opposite. Says Rashi. עד רבה מחשבת מן קירה שהוא מחזב פסר הרחמנה שלא יאמרו מותן לשנות ולעבור על עבודת קורבנו. זאת תורת למה שמולו די רומק תת רשע. דקשילו וזאת תורת החטאת. דרשכחן דקשיר, דאכשר בשמעון, חטאת חלב לשום חטאת נזיר, די נונצדר. דרווחה, די like רווחה's question, חרבה לשום בלולה, ואף על גב דשני לה, even though רווחה answered, לה מסתבר היא שנויה, they don't like the answer, דבלולה סתם נמי הנמנחה. They would say, when you say the word בלולה, סתם, בלולה is a reference to... Amincha. Ad kan. We'll continue tomorrow, Bezat Hashem. Tomorrow the Daf Shir will be at 6:30 so that we can afterwards go to the Epashal. Tov. Ad kan.